criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. Some call it tam. Call it the weed. Some call it marijuana.
That's the late, great Peter Tosh. On your radio friend. The perfect intro to our next segment at 14 minutes until 10 o'clock on your hump day morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. And she is the CEO of the Healing Clinic from the Chicago area. Please welcome to WRJN, Feliza Castro. Good morning, Feliza.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being had. Where are you this morning?
I am in Chicago.
Well, a lot of folks in Wisconsin, and your voice is being heard all over the world right now via WRJN.com. We have a significant following worldwide. A lot of people, whether they be in Wisconsin or around the world, don't realize that Illinois is now another state that has medical marijuana, and you've got a clinic now called the Healing Clinic in the Chicago area that provides medicinal herb and other products for people. How many people are you serving right now?
Well, we don't sell medicine to people, but what we kind of do, we're the gatekeepers of the program, I would say. So Illinois has a very strict medical cannabis program, and it's a pretty rigorous process in order to get registered. And so what we do is we advocate for patients, and we provide all of the services they need in order to get their cannabis cards. We've certified over 1,000 patients in Illinois.
That answers the question. So you're helping 1,000 people with their medical problems.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, because these people have exhausted all other medical options. I mean, the people we see are very sick people. The list of conditions in Illinois that qualifies for medical cannabis is limited to very chronic and very terminal conditions, sometimes terminal. And so we deal with people that have tried everything, and nothing is working. And they're just looking for a better quality of life. And so they've been rejected by their specialists and by their primary physicians when they seek medical cannabis, and so they come to the Healing Clinic, and we provide doctors who will certify them and all of the other services that come along with it getting registered.
One of the things that Jim McMahon, the former Chicago Bears Super Bowl winning quarterback, has said, that with the head trauma that he suffered playing football and with the concussions and the like, the only thing that helps him is cannabis.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And yet the NFL is suspending people and fining people for being tested positive for marijuana.
It's very sad. It's terrible because of the Schedule I classification of medical cannabis or of cannabis. It's really difficult to use it in cases such as the NFL. They're more of a conservative organization, and so with the Schedule I classification, it will automatically turn them away from it. It's federally illegal at this point.
It's amazing when you consider, and we'll just take a look at the NFL. They're happy to provide painkillers that are synthetic,
right,
that are addicting to their players, but not a naturally occurring plant that grows in nature.
It's a sad thing. It is. And, our bodies are hardwired to receive cannabinoids. You know, we have more cannabinoid receptors in our brain than anywhere else in our body. The federal government, at the same time they classify it as a Schedule I substance, they actually own a patent for its medical use as a neuroprotectant.
We had a debate here in Madison a couple of months ago during the legislative session about the use of cannabinoid oil to help children with seizures. And there was bipartisan support for it to pass. And in the last throes of the legislative session, a few Republicans stopped even the legalization of cannabinoid oil for parents whose children are suffering with seizures, when upwards of 40% of the kids get helped with their seizures from cannabinoid oil, and it produces no hallucinogenic effect, it produces no high at all, and yet just because it's associated with cannabis, I believe that's the reason that they came against it. It's incredible.
It's true. It is incredible, especially considering the drugs that the drugs that they have on the market for pediatric epilepsy patients really aren't meant for pediatric patients. They're drugs that are meant for adults, these anti-seizure medications and these prescription drugs. And so the side effects that they have on these children, I mean, we see pediatric patients. We actually see and certify pediatric patients for medical cannabis at the Healing Clinic. And when they come in, I mean, the condition that they're in due to the drugs that they're on, it's very sad. I mean, many of them are comatose for most of the day.
We are talking with Feliza Castro. She is the CEO of the Healing Clinic. This is Glenn Klein on your radio, friend, on Community Conversations. This is part of our community. People are suffering out there, and because of it, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons throughout history why alcohol and tobacco and pharmaceuticals have been continued to be legal, and yet cannabis has not. I have to say that I'm 56 years old, that I never thought I would see any place in the United States legalize medical, let alone for recreational use. But it's just a matter of time now when the different states and municipalities realize the benefits, both as far as their tax revenue is concerned and to their citizens in legalizing cannabis. Now it's just a matter of a domino effect.
Absolutely.
That's all you got for me?
I think the more research that comes out, and patients are the best testimony to this. I mean, it is working. You know, right now we are starting to see patients for their six-month follow-up visit, so they've been using medical cannabis for 6 months. And some of the stories we hear from these people are amazing. And these are people that were not recreational users. Most of the people that come to see us at the Healing Clinic are people that have never tried medical cannabis, but are so exhausted with the options that are given to them that they are at their wit's end. They're looking for any type of relief. And some of the stories that we hear when they come back to us after using medical cannabis, it's just, it's incredible. It's amazing that it's just not, you know, it needs to be reclassified. It needs to be rescheduled as a Schedule II substance, and it needs to be more readily available for people. You know, we have a long way to go in Illinois. Like I said, the law is really limited to only 39 conditions, and it needs to expand.
What are some of the maladies of your patients that you're helping with the cannabis?
Some of the most common conditions that we see are MS, we see cancer, we see HIV, spinal cord injury is a pretty big one, fibromyalgia. People with a really diminished quality of life.
We've had a doctor on here. He's written a book about the cannabis cure, Dr. Forsythe, and he's like in his 70s. And he's no radical, you know, extremist by any means. He's just trying to help people. My second son, Jake, is a medical marijuana grower. He has a 501c3 non-for-profit in Southern California. He tells me, Feliza, that the amount of people per day that he helps bring relief to for all kinds of things. And this is like the one drug that could help so many people. And yet the pharmaceutical industry especially, and I dare say the alcohol industry, because it is definitely competition with them.
Right.
We have a society where drinking, especially, I mean, all over the country, of course, and throughout the world, but especially in Wisconsin. I mean, we have a drinking culture in Wisconsin that I'm happy to partake in from time to time. But the fact that a person can't go home and instead of cracking open a beer, enjoy a joint with their spouse or their friends or whatnot is an absolute joke. What do you see down the pike with the development? You said that Illinois has got very restrictive law, but what do you see coming down the pike?
I mean, hopefully, eventually, they'll expand the program. Right now, we're in a four-year pilot program, and we're about 2 years into the program. And so at the end of the pilot program, our government, our state government, has to decide whether to make this a law, a permanent law, or they could get rid of it. I don't see that happening. I think that so many patients are going to benefit, and the state is going to benefit through taxes. But, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen. My hope is that, of course, they make the medical cannabis program permanent and that they expand it, that they allow more dispensaries and cultivators to open, and that they create some sort of campaign statewide to really make patients aware that it's even an option, because that's a huge issue in Illinois.
There are people in Illinois that don't know that this is an option for them?
So many, So many people. I mean, there are entire hospital systems that are choosing not to partake, that are having their doctors not certify patients. And they aren't even keying their patients in that this is available right now in Illinois to them. And for many people, I mean, this is the only exposure they have to healthcare.
We're talking to Felisa Castro. She's the CEO of the Healing Clinic in the Chicago area, basically connecting patients with medical cannabis to help whatever malady. And she listed a long list. Of course, this is the national smokers holiday of 420. And how that came to be is a matter of conjecture and a little bit of folklore. But how much do you find it difficult to promote the medical aspect of it when people think that people just want medical marijuana so that they can have recreational marijuana and get stoned?
Well, that was the concern in Illinois, I think, from the very beginning, and that is why they set up such a restrictive program, because they wanted to avoid those pitfalls that have been seen in other states like California, where people who aren't really sick are getting access to medical cannabis. And so, you know, the program is set up the way that it is so that really only sick people can get access. And so those are the people that we're seeing. It's really rare for us to see somebody who come in who really is just seeking cannabis for recreational purposes.
Well, cannabis in and of itself can help people just relax at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And you go to doctor and say, I'm stressed out, and you go to a psychiatrist, what are they going to prescribe? Medical marijuana or Xanax? And which is more dangerous? One of the reasons that we have this massive heroin epidemic in the country right now is because so many doctors were prescribing OxyContin, which is synthetic heroin. It's an opioid, that the government comes in and shuts down doctors from being able to liberally prescribe Oxy for people's pain. So they're hooked. So they're going to find and get it. Whenever the government gets involved in a situation, whatever they're trying to deal with, it always makes the matter worse. How much government regulation can you see easily being reduced from your situation in Illinois there?
I think it's going to take a process. We have had efforts. The government has given people the opportunity to expand the program through petition process and through public hearings. At this point, nothing has been expanded. No conditions have been added to the list. And the state is telling us that they want to see benefits. They want to see people benefit. They want to see the program roll out and really succeed before they expand it. So hopefully the more patients that get signed up and the more patients that testify at these hearings and testify to the fact that they're benefiting, you know, the state will loosen its regulations and allow more access. And what's really sad about this is you mentioned OxyContin, which is a terrible drug. It's highly addictive, dangerous, deadly even. I mean, it's actually easier to access in Illinois than medical cannabis.
It's certainly easier to get heroin on the street. That's for sure.
I mean, but even when we're talking about, you know, a legal prescription for OxyContin, I mean, in Illinois, they require a criminal background check to register for medical cannabis, but not to access, not to get a prescription for OxyContin. It's crazy.
What kind of data are they collecting from the patients so that they can go to the state legislature and say, here's are the actual results of people being treated with medical cannabis?
You know, we collect our own data as an organization, and we're hoping that other organizations are doing the same. And I think the state is really leaving it up to the dispensaries and groups like my own to get this data from patients. And we encourage all of our patients to keep track of the strains they use, how they affect their conditions, their symptoms, because there is no dosing schedule out there. And the law is so restrictive here that they actually tell doctors that they're not allowed to tell patients what type of strain to use or how to administer the cannabis or dosing. And so they're really leaving it up to dispensaries to be educated on their products and to relay this information to patients and to guide patients on what to use. But at the end of the day, like I said, there's no accurate dosing schedule. There's no guide that tells us this strain works for this condition. We're getting there. I know researchers are working on things like this, but we're just not there yet. So patients are going to be the best indicator for what works for them. And so they really have to keep track. And then we as organizations have to be really good about collecting that information and keeping track of that information.
She is Felisa Castro. She is the CEO of the Healing Clinic in the Chicago area. How can people get in touch with you in Chicago if they want to get some help?
Oh, they can call us. They can visit our website. Our website is thehealingclinic.org. And you can call us. It's 312-890-6113. We're here. We're always happy to help.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and continued success, and continue helping people out there.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
On this 420, WRJN covers the world at 10:01.
Special report, New York primary results. I'm Evan Haining. The front runners were the winners on Tuesday among